We're back. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
First of all, you have to be completely dedicated and passionate to your dream or to what you're involved in. You have to believe in it with all your heart and all of your conviction. And then you have to be able to seek out people who are able to help you so that you can succeed. And then you're going to fail sometimes. You're going to face insurmountable challenges. But the way to succeed is to never give up. And if you have a challenge, even work harder to overcome that challenge so you can get to the next level.
AM 870, The Answer.
Well, joining me on Skype today is Natasha Trenev, known as the mother of probiotics. In fact, Natasha has been a guest on this program before as we talked with her about her American business success story. And thanks so much to have you back on the program, Natasha.
Oh, it's wonderful to be back, Larry. And you know, I love talking about my business, about probiotics and anything connected to it.
Well, we're going to talk a bit about probiotics and a little bit about you as a developmental scientist whose family had been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for over 750 years. And then the story takes off from there. Briefly give us a setup of how you came to be involved in Natron, which is really recognized across the world as a leader in what's called probiotics. This is a story that actually started overseas, didn't it?
Yes. You know, I am a naturalized citizen. I came to this country on a boat as a child of 8 years old. And my parents came with $100 to California with hard work and ingenuity. My father was able to start a company by the name of Continental Culture Specialists. And we actually introduced natural style Bulgarian yogurt and continental liquid acidophilus to the North American health food market.
And Natasha, take us into how you got into then what is now Natron and probiotics.
Well, you know, I spent many years developing my parents' business, getting distribution of the yogurt in health food stores and establishing refrigerated section in health food stores across the country. And I realized that this product was good in itself, but in order to get phenomenal results and to combat the rising problems I saw with antibiotic abuse and people's digestive tracts being completely, you know, turned upside down by what they were eating and what they were taking pharmaceutically. So I decided that I needed to do more research to develop a product where people could get a guaranteed beneficial bacteria in the amounts that would really have an impact in their small, in their large intestine, and in the transient flora. You know, and I intuitively knew that everything connected with our digestive tract would impact every aspect of health. And thank God, I've been proven right every week with the new information that's coming out from every scientific journal in the world.
Now, essentially, what are probiotics?
Well, the term probiotic means for life, whereas the term antibiotic means against life. And I brought the word to the health food industry from, of all places, the animal industry, because people who are raising animals were realizing that antibiotics used continuously were damaging the health of their animals. And a lot of them got into probiotics. And I said to myself, well, if people who are raising animals for profits are understanding the benefits of probiotics, why on earth don't we have a category like that for humans and establish, you know, beneficial bacteria for every aspect of their GI tract and improve their health? So that's what led me to introduce the word probiotic first to the American health food industry, and it was adopted by the nutraceutical industry, and now it's become sort of like a global term, you know, used sometimes without proper identification.
Natasha Trenev is with us, the mother of probiotics, and she is talking with us, has been our guest in the past from our American business success story, and I want to talk with you about the story that you mentioned at the start here, coming to America with just a few dollars, but that hard work ethic. Talk about that generation. There were a lot of them, you know, parents and grandparents who did just that. They seeked opportunity in the new world that they couldn't get at home. Tell us about this.
Right. Well, you know, my parents were opposed to the communist regime that took over after World War II. My father was the official quartz supplier to the former king of Yugoslavia, and he was not doing well with the new regime. In fact, his life was in jeopardy. So we literally had to spend his fortune to get passports for us to flee Yugoslavia into Vienna and then apply for asylum, political asylum, to the U.S. And it was because my uncle was rescued from Auschwitz, and he was captured while he was serving in the Yugoslav army. And thank God for him, because he was our guarantor. And we only had to wait 1 year in Vienna to get our papers to come to America via boat. And when we came to America, we were greeted at Ellis Island by the wonderful American Red Cross and had a sign put around our neck and put on a bus to go to be with my uncle in Milwaukee. And my father decided that there were not enough business opportunities in Milwaukee. And as I said before, with $100 in our pocket, in the mid-1950s, we took a train to California and came to California downtown in the Union with $100 in our pocket and really not knowing the language and not knowing anyone. And, you know, I was about 8 years old then. And that was a pretty, you know, how shall I say, eye-opening experience. And, you know, my parents struggled, worked, you know, minimum labor jobs, even though they were schooled and educated. But, you know, when you don't speak the language, you're thrown at the bottom of the social heap. So they never minded. They always told me that there's nothing disrespectful about making money honestly. And that's something that stuck with me all my life, that whatever you do, do with the love and conviction, and you will rise because of your hard work and your conviction.
Natasha Trenov is with us, the mother of probiotics, and we're talking about Natron and really a little look at the journey. And I want to talk about the years of growing the business that you've been involved. One cannot say it's been an easy time. I mean, there's definitely a lot of work to it, a lot of challenges. What are some of the qualities that one needs to be successful in whatever venture one does?
Well, first of all, you have to be completely dedicated and passionate to your dream or to what you're involved in. You have to believe in it with all your heart and all of your conviction. And then you have to be able to seek out people who are able to help you so that you can succeed. And then, you know, never give up. In other words, you're going to fail sometimes. You're going to face unsurmountable challenges. But the way to succeed is to never give up. And if you have a challenge, even work harder to overcome that challenge so you can get to the next level. And that's what I can advise everyone. You know, people who look for their 2 or 3 week vacation and think they're going to succeed in life, that's not going to happen. You have to be there 24/7 and absolutely dedicated to your dream and what you want to establish.
Were there ever times you thought, well, this isn't going to work?
No, not really. You know, there were times where I was disappointed because of unscrupulous competition. And that's very disappointing because you know that what people are selling is not what they really have in the bottle or what they claim. And then you have to compete with someone who's paying maybe 10 cents on the dollar for the raw materials that you have in your product. And you have to be able to convince the consumer that what they're buying from you is actually of high quality and, you know, probably going to give them much more success in whatever health change they're seeking than by buying a cheap product. That I think was the most difficult thing I had to overcome.
Talk with us a little bit about the research that was done, a decade of research that led to the developing of the first method for producing an effective and scientifically validated single strain of probiotic bacteria product. That has to be a key marker in your career.
Yes, it is. It's a long story. I've always worked with people at UCLA and at USC, and through my various connections at the university level, I learned that the University of Nebraska had some groundbreaking research in the isolation of a single strain Lactobacillus acidophilus with exceptional properties. And I met the researcher, Dr. Kem Shahani, and I was awarded the exclusive license by the University of Nebraska to represent their research. And so along with all the articles that I had translated from Russian and Bulgarian into English, I started to develop an idea. I said, my goodness, if I, you know, could take this, you know, concept that was developed in laboratories and really scale it up for production and produce a product that could deliver this organism with its wonderful properties to people on a daily basis, look at the difference we will make in people's health and lives. Mm.
Did you have to overcome any odds? Did anyone say to you, you can't do that, it'll never work?
Oh my goodness, did they ever tell me that? I actually, you know, my objective was to continue the research and write books, and I was not really ready to get back into production because I know how hard production is at having worked for my father's business. And I took it to some people who, in the industry who I looked up to. They were the vice presidents of large vitamin companies. And now remember, in the early 1980s, like 1981, 82, the only thing that was in the stores was a liquid, some very poor quality liquid acidophilus and dead yogurt pills. So probiotics didn't exist as a category, and acidophilus was like a stepchild of a vitamin line. And they were selling for under $4 for each unit. And so now I come in with this product that's going to retail for around $21, $22. And it's 2.5 ounces of a freeze-dried powder. And people looked at me and they thought I lost my mind. In fact, one executive actually gave me the name of a therapist at UCLA that I should go visit.
And right there, let's hold the story right there. Because Next week we will continue it and find out what happened when you had this product that people thought, hey, this isn't going to work. Next week we'll pick up the story where we left off, okay?
Okay, for sure.
And if folks want to find the Natron products or get in contact with you, what's the number to call?
Well, the number to call is 866, the number 4, and then Natren. And we actually have people that have been with the company for 10 years or more who are really going to help you make the best choice for your probiotic program and your health.
All right, out of time for this week. We'll pick up the story next week. All right, thanks so much for joining us, Natasha Trenev.
Thank you so much, Larry.
AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up next, it's the Barack Lurie Show. This week, Barack will discuss the significance of China's recent stock market meltdown. Mike Huckabee's statement likening Iran's intentions to the Nazis, the ongoing discoveries about the Iran deal, and Barack's theme regarding the dangers of momentary thinking. The Barack Lurie Show next here on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.